It is 9:54. Earl Brooker in on the Jerry Bader Show today. 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you want to still talk about the issues that we were discussing over the last hour in regards to Ryan Lochte losing his sponsorships support after his little ordeal in Rio, where, as I refer to it, as he was drunk and stupid, and then the judge that set aside the rape charges for probation so an ex-athlete could enjoy a college experience, an 18-year-old who is from Massachusetts but will be allowed to serve his probation in Ohio to apparently attend the university that he wants to attend. If you want to get in on that, we'll take calls yet till 10 on that, 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. And coming up after 10 this morning, we will be talking about our current president, Obama, who has come off his vacation to tour Louisiana. Some say too little, too late. And we'll talk about that. Also, we'll hear from Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Spence, who has some offerings of words for Hillary Clinton. Also, Hillary Clinton was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night and addressed her health issues as well as her emails. And as you might guess, she just kind of shrugged them off. But exactly, Jimmy Kimmel's not exactly a hard news source, but it was kind of interesting the approach that Hillary took in saying, eh, what's a few more emails? 15,000. Anyway, on to Rick in Wausau. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. It's on a little different vein here, but I've run into a situation a couple of years ago. Our child was 18, where she was legally an adult and not under our jurisdiction anymore. But the legal drinking age is 21, and if she's in a tavern, she can't be served. But I can serve to her, you know, I can buy it and give it to her. Mm-hmm. What are the legal ramifications there? That's a big gray area, and I was wondering if your listeners had any insight into that. I had heard the only explanation I came up with, well, it's up to the individual bar owner's discretion on if they want to do that and serve her or what.
And that's true, Rick. And again, this is off topic, but one thing I'll throw at you. I was in Portland a couple of years ago, and was in a hotel where the restaurant was behind the bar, so you had to walk through the bar to get to the restaurant. Okay, mm-hmm. And being from Wisconsin, my normal procedure is, well, okay, I'll sit at a table, wait for my to-go dinner to be ready, and me and my kids will go back to our hotel room. The manager of the bar came up to me and said, can you please sit outside? We'll tell you when your food's ready. And they wouldn't even though they weren't drinking, I wasn't drinking, we were not allowed in the bar. I'm not sure. I think that might be the law in Portland that minors are not allowed in the bar, period, much less drinking. What I did was I went over and sat by where the restaurant was, and I'll wait for my food over here. But yeah, it's just, it's one of those cases where we could debate this for hours and hours and hours. I understand what you're saying. But in Wisconsin's a little bit of a different breed when it comes to that, as far as, after spending as much time as I did on the city council in Appleton, I was the chairman of the Safety and Licensing Committee, and it always just irked me that we allow 18-year-olds to be bartenders, but they can't go in a bar and drink. And that's, I'm not making it up. That's a state law. And I tried to, on a number of occasions to get the state to change that through legislators and that sort of thing, because I said, I don't mind if they sell packaged beer at a convenience store, but I really have a tough time with a 18-year-old bartender, because what usually happens is they develop friendships with 21-year-olds, and you know where that goes. right down the sewer, as they say. And I could tell you, I could spend an hour talking about just that in my experiences on the city council there. But thanks a lot for the call, Rick. It's a good point. It's a good point, so thank you for bringing it up. All right, and we will be back after the news to talk about the president's visit to Louisiana long after the floods.